Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a stranger in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, even from one man, and one who was as good as dead at that, there were born descendants who were just as the stars of heaven in number, and as the innumerable grains of sand along the seashore. All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen and welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country which they left, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
Faith is often thought of as a thing we have, a belief in something or someone. But in the scriptures, faith is more than a passive possession. It's a firm confidence that results in action. In today's passage, an action follows every mention of faith. Noah prepared an ark. Abraham obeyed without knowing where he was going, and Sarah confidently anticipated the son God promised. Instead of sitting back, those of us who are believers should count on God's promises and act accordingly, as did the men and women listed in today's scripture passage from Hebrews 11. The Lord accomplished amazing feats through their lives when they believed him and moved out in obedience. Like a muscle, faith grows the more we put it into action. In this way, we strengthen our trust in God and his promises, even if we don't live long enough to see the fulfillment. Are you acting on your faith in God and his word? When you see a command or warning in Scripture, do you obey it? Are you letting biblical truths about God's character and power shape your thinking and responses? If so, your faith is growing strong.